Proclamation number 0816 of 19th of March, 1939. Transformation of the outer forms. Change of the spiritual. Just as a constant transformation of all forms takes place on earth, just as nothing constantly remains in the same form, so all spiritual beings sheltering in form must also experience the same transformation which, although it is not visible to the human eye, is clearly recognizable in the spiritual world. The spiritual beings very soon notice when such a spiritual transformation upwards takes place and use every opportunity to promote this higher development by lovingly taking care of the spiritual being striving upwards. Again, it can only be explained that all spirit bearers on earth, i.e., all matter and all living beings, always show spiritual progress when they allow themselves to be mentally influenced by higher spiritual strength, for then the united, thus strengthened spiritual strength is active and as such has correspondingly greater success to record. Wherever a spirit bearer is favorably influenced, he must strive upwards, and everything striving upwards unites again, as it were, and contributes to the increase of spiritual strength. A substance which is enlarged in such a way must understandably also have a form externally adapted to it, which is why every transformation of the spirit also necessitates the transformation of the external form. And thus, to a certain extent, it is clearly recognizable in all works of creation to what extent the spiritual substance is inherent in them, for the outer form will also be correspondingly larger and more perfect the more developed its soul, i.e., everything spiritual in it, is. It is now also understandable to the human being why the body, i.e., the human being's fleshly body, has many similarities with the already fairly developed animal bodies, for the soul is already so far formed in the latter that it only needs to unite with the substances it lacks in order to be able to fully meet the demands which are demanded of it for embodiment as a human being, which is why the human being's external form also unites, as it were, everything which has been taken from every form it has passed through so far. It is not possible for the human being on earth to comprehend this, for there are countless entities or soul particles which have formed themselves into a whole during their stay on earth. But the human being does not possess the ability to intellectually think through all stages of his development, nor does he have the capacity to comprehend the versatility and creative ability of a human soul. He will certainly be able to be convinced with good will that the soul has attained human form through endless transformation, but he will never be able to grasp this spiritual miracle in all its greatness and sublimity as long as he remains on earth. Amen.